Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Most of you out there in Radioland were born in the United States. You have not known any other type of government. Some of you were born in another country and probably came to the United States for the chance to participate in the freedoms offered in America. The immigrant sometimes has a deeper knowledge and appreciation of the United States Constitution and Declaration of Independence than the native-born citizen. How would you like to lose most of your freedoms and, instead of living in a sovereign nation, live under a world order without such things as owning your own property, legal decisions made by a world court, restrictions on where you could live with controls on most everything you do in everyday living? It doesn't sound good, does it? Have you ever heard of Agenda 21? Agenda 21 is an action plan of the United Nations related to sustainable development. Introduced in 1992 at a world meeting in Rio de Janeiro, the written plan consists of 40 chapters divided into four main sections. They are social and economic dimensions, conservation and management of resources for development, strengthening the role of major groups, and means of implementation. Although the United States as a nation has not signed on to fully implement Agenda 21, our presidents, starting with George W. Bush, have been involved. The United States poses the biggest hurdle to world government because of our Constitution, political structure, and the right of citizens to own property. So, how does the United Nations persuade the United States to cooperate? Simple. Encourage city, county, state, and federal entities to adopt these worldwide views, most notably through land use planning, weakening our nation by undermining our ability to use our private property to create and leverage wealth. Agenda 21 also takes the form of an organization called ICLEI, or International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, or Local Governments for Sustainability. 1,200 cities worldwide, including the United States, have signed on. Three of them are Ashland, Oregon, Arcata, and Willits. To have local governments lean toward world government is very disturbing. In fact, it is downright scary. When you think back to the formation of our government, the bravery and heroism of our founding fathers, and the conflicts and sacrifices our country has suffered over the years to maintain our liberty and freedoms, it would be a tragic ending for our nation. It appears that too many well-meaning people have been taken in with the idea of preserving our environment. Rather than preserve, Agenda 21 strips the individual of their God-given freedoms and replaces them with the whims of government. I urge you to learn all you can about Agenda 21. Find out the pros and cons, become familiar with the movement, and I think that you will agree that Agenda 21 is a world problem, not a solution. More on the subject in 2 weeks. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.